All right, we have Dr. Shauna Lorenzo, who is a colorectal surgeon, and she is spearheading the Rump Run event. And we also have Charlene Nelson, who's a colon cancer survivor. Thank you both for coming.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for inviting us.
And people can sign up right now at rumprun.com.
Absolutely.
Are you looking for individuals, teams, both?
Everybody. So at www.rumprun.com, that's all lowercase, all one word. You can sign up in several different ways. If you'd like to sign up as a runner, it is a 5K timed race, and it will qualify you. For example, if you're a member of the Chattanooga Track Club and you're looking for a race to qualify for the annual event, this is a qualifying race. If you would like to walk, we also have a one-mile fun walk, which is, I think, more of like a parade, and that's where you have a team and you wear your shirt And it doesn't matter if you're young or old. Most people can do that one, but that's really exciting. If you want to have a T-shirt, now we do have a Rump Run T-shirt, you need to sign up. And if you're a survivor like Charlene, when you sign up, the only reason we ask that is so we get your T-shirt size, because the T-shirt for the survivor is free.
Gotcha. And is this the first one?
Or this is our fourth.
Fourth one.
Yes. We've been doing this since 2010. The idea, I guess, was 2009. But we're up to our fourth race, and it's taken us that long to raise enough funds to do what I call the Blue Billboard campaign. And Charlene was our second billboard. So if you're driving down the street and you see Charlene telling you to get your colonoscopy, that is from the Greater Chattanooga Colon Cancer Foundation. And we do two things. So one, we want to educate the public and tell them, get your colonoscopy. Polyps are a lot easier to remove than cancer. And the second thing is we want to raise funds to be able to do screening colonoscopy for those who can't afford it. And it's taken us 4 years and the cooperation of a lot of physicians in town to be able to finally do that. This will be our first time in March to be able to provide some screening for free.
And Charlene, are you going to participate in the Rump Run?
Oh, definitely.
Is it going to be your first one?
No, this is actually going to be my third. And I do have a team. I've put together a team each year.
And Tell them your team name.
Our team name is the Nelson Striders.
What's behind that?
Well, it's my last name, yeah. Of course. My boys run track.
Oh, right.
So, hence Striders. and so we just came up with that name, but
because our boys are fast.
Yeah, they
are. Better watch out. It's a fast
they
team.
Are. They've both qualified for the Junior Olympics, AAU Junior Olympics,
oh, wow.
And USA Junior Olympics for the past, I would say, over a course of 9 years. So,
are they going to be running with you?
They're going to be in the race with me. Yes, along with all of my coworkers and several family members and a lot of very supportive friends.
So it says right now on the website that people are already starting to train right now.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've been training since January 20th.
How are people training and where are they training, et cetera?
Okay. Well, this year we decided that we would help people not just, have healthy colons, but we were going to help them get healthy too. And a lot of people would like to participate, but they're afraid that maybe they don't know how. How do you do a 5K? So we actually provide free personal training in that we do the Couch to 5K. I have three different trainers. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in Coolidge Park at 5:30 p.m. And just so that you're not afraid of that either, I mean, I'm not much of a runner myself, but I believe in colon cancer and I want to have lots of survivors. And so I go. But we even have a couple who's 63 and they walk their minute and run a minute. And we're up to running 3 minutes at this point in time. So, I mean, everyone is welcome and we don't leave anyone behind.
Now, it is a competition. What is the prize?
Oh, there's prizes in every single category. So as I told you, this is a qualifying race. So it doesn't matter if you're young or old. We have the standard age category, so all the way through children through master's level. There will be prizes for first, second, and third men and women's in each age group. We always give medals, but there are actual prizes. And in some ways, we are competitive and we are not competitive. So we like people to be fast. We also like them to be healthy. And we like them to just come and participate. So there are prizes, for example, for the fastest team, the most team members, the best team name, the cutest shirt. So we have lots of other types of prizes. And those are things like, for example, we have several different gift cards. We have gift cards for some of the restaurants in town. Last year, we gave a custom fit pair of Reebok tennis shoes to each winner, number one winner in the different age groups. And that is something that's quite unique. Those were donated by Advanced Foot Care. And we're one of the few races in Chattanooga where that's what the winner gets. It's a pretty nice prize.
Colon cancer is supposed to be one of the nation's deadliest cancers. Exactly how serious is it?
Well, that depends. So personally, I think colon cancer, if you had to get a cancer, it's a good one because it's very preventable. And so the idea is not that we can prevent someone from ever having a polyp. It's once someone has a polyp, we can remove the polyp before it turns into a cancer. Now, men and women all together, colon cancer is the number two leading cause of cancer death in the United States. But it is 99% preventable. So our problem is here in Tennessee, we are in the lowest 25% of people who get screened in the first place. So if you're not looking, you're not going to catch it. And that's why we have one of the highest rates of colon cancer. Now, if you have an early stage cancer, then usually that can be taken care of with surgery alone. But if you have an advanced cancer, which means cancer is in the lymph nodes or it spreads even further to the liver and lungs, then you're requiring chemotherapy. And with rectal cancer, it requires radiation. And that's a lot more for a patient to go through. But I will say that colon cancer is a very curable cancer. We just prefer to prevent it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlene, when did you learn that you had it?
I was diagnosed in 2011, I believe. It was scary because I probably would have never gone to be checked. I just wouldn't have. It wasn't something that I ever thought about. And if it wasn't for the fact that I got sick and ended up in the hospital, I'd have never known.
So what was your initial reaction when you heard the news?
I was scared, and I never told Dr. Lorenzo this, but when I, you know, realized that that's what it was, basically, I just wanted to give up. I did.
Sure.
I think I shocked her when she came in and told me that I had to have surgery. And I told her, well, before I can have surgery, I have to go to New Orleans. My son was running in the Junior Olympics, and I had to go to New Orleans. But really, my thought was, at that time, you know, this is probably going to be the last time I have with my kids, so I'm just going to go.
Right.
But she kind of, I mean, she never said those things to me, like, this is it or anything like that. She was very upbeat. She was very positive. She helped me through it.
And what was the treatment process like for you?
I had my right side removed.
Her right side of her colon removed.
Right side of my colon removed. She left enough to reattach to the bowel so I wouldn't have to have a bag, which was very important to me. And I've been doing good.
So you're doing good now.
I'm doing good.
You would never be able to tell when you saw Charlene that she had had colon cancer.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. When you see her on the billboard, nobody would ever guess.
And you're running this year, too.
Well, I'm going to try. I do like a run walk.
So when you're talking about people that should be screened for colon cancer, what age would you say or how often?
So the guidelines are that every American, every human being on this planet should be screened at the age of 50. That's the standard. But if you have certain risk factors that put you at high risk, so that would be if you have colon cancer in your family. There are some colon diseases like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, which are called inflammatory bowel disease. And there are some other genetic disorders where we ask that those patients, if they're those patients or if they're related to those patients, that they get screened 10 years younger than the first person diagnosed with cancer. So, for example, if somebody in the family got diagnosed at 49, that means all first-degree blood relatives of that person get screened at the age of 39. And people who have polyps in their family or cancer, but if you've got polyps, that polyp eventually would have turned into cancer. We count you in that group. That's
right.
High risk. It means you get your colonoscopy every 5 years. If you're of average risk, you start at age 50 and you get a colonoscopy every 10 years.
And colonoscopies are the most common ways, but it looks like at-home tests are becoming popular, too. Could you talk about that?
They shouldn't be becoming popular. I will tell you, there are many different ways to screen for colon cancer.
Right.
And the reason we tend to say colonoscopy is it's my personal favorite because if you find a polyp, which is the whole point, a polyp is what turns into cancer, you can remove it at that time and save somebody to have to have a surgery or chemo and radiation. Okay. But for example, there's something called a fecal occult blood test, which is usually when you go to the doctor and they do a rectal exam and they swipe it on a card. That card tells you if there is blood in the stool. It doesn't tell you if you have cancer. But if the card's positive, guess what you get to have? A colonoscopy.
Right.
So if there are ones that's called, I think, the easy flush test. There are a bunch of different ones that you can do at home. All it's doing is looking for blood in the stool. Blood in the stool doesn't mean you have cancer. There's only a 25% chance that you're going to have a polyp. So it's one of the tests we have, but it's not a perfect test. You can also do something called a flex sig, which is not as doesn't go all the way around the colon. It just looks at the rectum. But if you think about it, that's not looking at the whole colon. What if you miss a polyp? So it's not the as high quality a test. It still screens. It does a much better job than nothing. But that's why we like to say colonoscopy, because it is the only test that looks at the entire colon and gives you the chance to prevent cancer at the same time.
Right.
And the studies have actually shown, like in 1993, the National Polyp Study came out that said colonoscopy removes polyps, prevents colon cancer. 10 years later, we have a study that says it doesn't just remove polyps, it saves lives.
Right.
So it's important.
You know, the RUN is supporting the Greater Chattanooga Colon Cancer Foundation. What exactly does this foundation do?
When I first came to Chattanooga, which was 6 years ago, I was surprised that there was a RUN for breast cancer, there was a RUN for melanoma, but nobody was running for colon cancer, and our rate of colon cancer was high. And so we decided that we needed to make some changes. We needed to educate our public. We want to make sure that Chattanoogans and those in Eastern Tennessee know that they should be getting their colonoscopy. So it's fine to raise money, but you need to do something with that money. What's the point? So when we first started, we actually started as Get Your Rearing Gear, which is a national company, and they do raise their money for colon cancer research. But the problem is they only left us with 25% of our funds. And so that means it took us longer to raise enough money to meet our goals, which was to educate our public in Chattanooga and to provide colonoscopy here in Chattanooga. And so after we determined that we really wanted this to be local, we had to have a place to put the money while we were waiting to raise enough. And so that's what the foundation is for. And I will say the foundation has really grown. One of the things we are so proud of is the Blue Billboard campaign. Like, Charlene's on the billboard, and you'll see her around town, because we get the most comments on people who drive by and look at Charlene and say, there's no way she had cancer.
Right.
She doesn't look like she had cancer. And it's right, she doesn't. But that's the thing about colon cancer, is most people don't have any symptoms. That's
right.
Why you have to do the screening.
Charlene, you're a colon cancer survivor.
Yes.
And what do you tell people about the importance of colonoscopies and et cetera?
Got to get screened. That is the most important thing. If you have any questions or, you know, any changes in your body, don't wait. I mean, I waited, and I wish I hadn't, but get screened. In fact, I had a conversation last week with my sister-in-law in California, and she's like, wait a minute, you know, I've had some of those symptoms. I said, have you been screened? Well, no, I didn't think about it. Call your doctor, and I'll call you back next week when you tell me what she says, because you need to get screened. It's very important.
So how much money are we hoping to raise?
Well, I will say our very first rump run was at the Riverwalk, and we were expecting 300 people. We had almost 600 people. And we raised more than $15,000. We were so happy.
Wow.
Now we have almost 1,000 people who come to the Rump Run, and we are appreciative of all of them. But we raised somewhere between $25,000 and $35,000 last year, and we're shooting for hopefully $40,000 this year. But like I said, it took, considering when you're talking about medicines, doctors donating their time, hospital facilities, cleaning the instruments, everything it takes in order to provide a colonoscopy, it's not cheap.
Right.
And so for that reason, it's taken quite some time to be able to raise enough money to do that, even with the anesthesiologist, the gastroenterologist, the colorectal surgeons donating our time. Since there's no charge for that, it's still quite a bit to be able to do that. So we're hoping that we'll be able to provide more. I think we, at this point, we're planning for 40 colonoscopies. It might not sound like a big number, but that's huge. Our ultimate goal is to be able to do that every single month, not just the month of March.
So give us the when, the where, the particular, where can people find more information about it as well?
Okay. So www.rumprun.com. The race is on Saturday, March 15th at Enterprise South, which is close to where Charlene works, out there by VW and Amazon. You can register online. That's pre-registration. But we do have registration on site from 7:30 to 9 a.m. 5K timed races at 9 a.m. The fun walk starts at 9:15. And then our awards ceremony, where we have a real celebration of all the survivors, is at 10 a.m.
Dr. Lorenzo, thank you so much for talking with us. And Charlene Nelson, I hope the race goes well.
Thank you very much.
You can see her at the finish line.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.